These are just the sounds as I sit in my car outside St. Patrick's Church in Rochestown, County Cork, just a suburb of Cork City itself. I wasn't going to do any weddings in 2013, yet here I am photographing a wedding. The old team is back together again. I look on the back seat of my car and I see my two cameras and my trusty shoot sack with various bits and pieces in it. And it feels very familiar yet very strange at the same time, because this is the first wedding I photographed in about 9 months, 10 months. Anyway, so why am I photographing this wedding? Well, it's a bit of a special wedding, really. It's the wedding of the daughter of a very good friend of mine. And he and I go back to my shipping correspondent days. The days when I used to write about the marine industry. And I first met him, as I see the priest who will be doing today's ceremony, I think, going into the church. Anyway, I met the bride's father in Slovenia. And we must be talking the mid to late 90s. And I was a young correspondent covering, it was a FNASBA conference, the Federation of National Associations of Shipbrokers and Ship Agents, or Shipbrokers and Agents, and I'd been sent out to cover this conference, didn't know anybody, turned up, and there he was, Michael Renane, of Mainport in Ireland, and he took me under his wing, and I remember one of the first things he did was, and he didn't know me, bear in mind, never met me before, didn't know me from Adam, just saw that I was this lost lamb among all these shipping people. And first thing he did is he invited me to this lunch, and we had this amazing lunch for six. There were six of us, ship agent from Sweden, I think there were two from Sweden actually. Maybe a guy from the Lebanon, you forget so quickly, don't you? Anyway, we turn up at this restaurant and Michael, who had barely been in the country longer than I had, was welcomed like a long-lost son, and menus vanished off the table because the restaurateur was going to give us a special tasting menu. And I remember sitting outside on the shores of this lake, eating this amazing meal, and at one point, I think a monkfish came out, a big ugly looking creature, which seems to be more mouth than anything else, and that came out, and just so we could see, and I think they called it a wolf fish there or something. Just a remarkable meal, went on for a long time, and got to know Michael very well, and in subsequent years I'd see him at these conferences, and we would meet occasionally if he was over in London on business, and then I was over in Ireland because, of course, that's where I live now. And I remember coming over one year and being Michael's guest of honour at the Irish Ship Agents dinner. And when I moved over here permanently, he did a lot to help me. And in addition to doing a lot to help me, he would regularly invite me up to accompany him to and friends to big sporting events up at Lansdowne, or the Aviva Stadium as it's called now. And gosh, I've seen some great games there, and enjoyed some good times. So when his daughter got married, and it was intimated they were quite keen that I would do the wedding, or the photography. I would do the wedding, sounds as if I'd be the celebrant, that I would do the photography. It was a request I could not refuse. So this is my one and only wedding in 2013. And well, depending on certain things that are happening at the moment, depending on how they pan out, it may be the last one I ever photograph. But it's I'm here in an official yet semi-official capacity at the same time. It's quite funny to be out again on a Saturday with the cameras, doing what I did for so many years. Anyway, just reminiscing about a good friend who, if you had told me all those years ago in Slovenia, when we first met, that almost 20 years later I would be photographing his daughter's wedding, And his daughter then, at the time, God, she must have been under 10 years old. She must have been 5 or 6 or something. But if you'd told the pair of us that we'd be meeting on the 29th of June and that I would be photographing his daughter's wedding, I think the pair of us would have had you committed, or declared mentally wobbly. Anyway, just pulled over for a bit of sustenance before I go to the bride's house. Anyway, that's why I'm photographing a wedding today.